Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay. Today, last talk is Parsha Yisrael, right? You know the Maisa? The sales of Naftali Rochester, he was once asked to say a drosha. So he said, Arov, that's Darshan, that's those three things. He should speak to the Zach, Bekitsa, and he should tell the Remus, and he should speak on the Sedra. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisrael Remus, I don't remember which Sedra it is. Aber he zogt auf die Sedra, he zogt die Menes, he zogt die Kitsa, he said that. That was the drosh. And this one of Siddish and Mice, I'm not responsible, I'm just telling you what I heard.
That's a good Mice.
Okay, Vayishma Yisrael, Kayan Midyon, Kayan, of course, some translate that said he was Agalach. Some Kayan means Ayish Nichbod, Nei David Kayanim Oyo, Chayzu Meisha. See, years back, Meisha, when he lived in Midyon, he was known as the son in law of Yisrael. He is the Fakir. The Yichet from Yisrael, Chayzu Meisha. It's called Asher also. Elokim lemeisha l'sol amei, ki eis Hashem etz Yisro amin mitzvoyim. Vayikach Yisro echeis lemeisha, es tzipero eishes meisha, achar shiluchel. The Meshe Chochma, Meir Simcha says, I'm going to test this. Anyway, it says, Eishas Meishi Achar Shiluchel. The din is a Neisim Amonose Shel Melech. The Almone, when a king dies, the Almone is not supposed to marry anybody else. Not if you're covered for the Melech, you should remarry a commoner. So, Bemela Meishi Rabbeinu, she was Eishas Meishi Achar Shiluchel. Even after he sent her away and he divorced her, she was still Eishas Meisha. She couldn't remarry anybody else. El Zoktoch, Rabbi Yitzchokhon has a shaila about a chalitza. What is chalitza? Chalitza is a mitzvah or a saptur, a hetzer. Bring the life in the Rashi in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ad almoni fun ha-melech ton chasnom, un ha-melech lechelsu lechelsu leishtei. If the melech dies childless, so the almoni doesn't take chalitza. Zogt Rashi l'fisha amadus asur lehinosei. She's the almoni of the melech can't chasnom them anyway. So what's the purpose taking of taking chalitza? Zemdoch chalitza is a heter. It's not a mitzvah. That's a big. There's a raya. The Rashi of Nod brings the raya of Sanhedrin, and there's a raya of Bishgavon. It does eishes meishi achar siluchehu, and zik tamei simcha. And the two sons, Shema Echod Gershon, right? Shema Echod Gershon. So the obvious question is, should say Shema Sheni Elezer. So Svana Yalkut Bishoshol Meshel Amorim, and he found the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is learning Masech Tepora. Masech Tepora. Rabbi Lezer, what age is a Pora, Duma, and so on. So he was so impressed, Meshe Rabbeinu said, Yehirotzen Shiyim Mechalotzai. He hopes that this Rabbi Lezer Ben Hukides should be one of his descendants. Rabbi Lezer actually was a Kayan, and Meshe the Halevi. So I saw it's along the way, one of his daughters, or one of the granddaughters, married a Kayan. Elizabeth Hawkins is from Meshe Rabbeinu. And thus Pshat V'Shemo Echod Eliezer Aremes of Rabbi Elizabeth Ben Hukinus.
Phew, boy.
Oh, wow. What's it the why did he say especially Rabbi Elizabeth Ben Hukinus? What's the Shlecht Rabbi Shua Mechananya, Rabbi Kiva? was pshat, the Gemara says, ich mein, there's my own ashore. The Gemara has a Gemara, the famous Gemara from Sanor Achnoi, Machlekes of Lesson Hookness and the Rabbonah, that he said, as a toyer, and they said, stomach, and it was soft, they had to put him a cherem, he was, so my choice, and Yotzah Paschal, Allah, and Lesson Hookness, and Rabbi Shua said, Leiva Shemaimi, Leiva Shemaimi, Leiva Shemaimi, but Meshav Benot was stunning, that actually, the absolute truth was like Rabbi Lezer ben Hukenus. He was mechaven to the absolute truth. It's a halacha nitase. Fakir, leva shemayimi, achiram lahatas. Even though in the fazokta of the Ramban, the inyan for nazok in Mamre, because if Bezen Paskin something is kosher, it's kosher. Comes again, somebody says, I know better than Bezen Sitzreif. Never mind you even better than Bezen. You cannot have that in the Yiddish of Das, the Kabbalah for Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sanhedrin, they are in charge of the Torah. They are in charge, and whatever they say, that's the law. Fafal. Even if it's Nitzkeremes. A ganze Mesech to Helios, if they make a mistake, they have to be Kabbalah, a ganze Geschäft. The territory, but when they say it's kosher, it's kosher. You say it's treif, you machman, never mind you machman. You're going against Bezen. If you say stab the Welserein, the Zaiti, they're not right, all right. Oh, but you paskin the meiser. Somebody comes to you for a shiloh and they ask you, should you eat this? You say, don't eat it, it's a treif. Then you're zokem amrit. Because we can't have that. Oh, but those are not a meiser. The meiser, there must be one discipline in Klal Yisrael. The din is nitva. I tell you a secret. The din is nitva. States the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. The din is what the Dayonim Heinz Paskinim does in a din. Of course, the Dayonim Paskinim according to the guidelines of the Shulchan Aruch and as a Vaita, the Vilna Goyen, whatever there is. But the halacha is they are in charge of the halacha. They're in charge of Olachim. The state from a sefer for the Mabit. Mabit, you know, he was the one who took the book, the one who took over from Beis Yosef. What did he say?
Beis Elikim.
So in Beis Elikim, he says like this. He says like this. In the Gemara state, Tishbu Yitarit Skushit Shabbat. From Gansi Gemara, they live in the Chulev, in the written Perek, Halach is Melanz in Eliyo Hanovi. Factor, what's up with Eliyo Hanovi? Was it Schlecht, Yirme, Yecheskel, Yeshaya, Yaino? They're all the heads of the best in there. Terezok, Terezok, Shalayin, Galeg. They have no Shaykhs of this world. Eliyo Hanovi is still alive. So far, he Ake Paskin, the Shaykhs. So you see, it's mamish from the door, was the door in their veld. They, today, so we are in charge. We, the Rabbonim and the Zayonim of today's generation, are in charge of Nalocha. Whatever, about getting back to this, about Rabbi Lezer ben Hukenus, he was Mechavan Lamito Shel Dovo. The absolute truth. The father's Meshach Ben Gzok, Yerot Hashim. I say clear. Okay. Shem Eich Eliezer. Vayove Yisroi Chese Meshe Avon Yisrael Meshe El Amid Bar Asher Ruin Shom Har Lehim Vayemer El Meshe Ani Chesencho Yisroi Bo Elecho Vayisro Sivane Ima Vayetze Meshe Lichas Lesle. He couldn't come into the Machne Stam in the Weltarin. He had to come in, ring the bell or whatever, knock on the door, and Meshe then heard his ear. He came, Yisroi Chas. So I want to tell you something very interesting. Faran, their Tiferes Yisrael at the end of Kedushin, he brings here the Santimais. It's the most puzzling thing. One of the most puzzling things. Bring the Maisel there. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Kriyas Yamsuf and so on and so forth, Shomu Abir Gosu, and everybody heard Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Aklal, Yisrael Melech HaRabi Echad, an Arabian king, one of the Arabian kings, yeah, and he sends a sayar, I know,
an artist,
he should make a portrait of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he came back, to him, and he looked at the portrait, and he says, "You're Chaim Misa." There's one Chaim Misa. He says, "This is the portrait of a person who is an Achzor and a Schlechter Mensch, about Midas Royas, Mitzalmid of Moshe Rabbeinu." He was furious. So this poor fellow said, he said, "Azein HaMelech, go see for yourself." So he came up to the Midbar, he came in and Saki of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mamish. So he said to him, "What's this for a Moshe? You hear?" So the Moshe Rabbeinu said, "You should know the absolute truth." However, I can't read it, the whole verse as well, the end of Kedushim. So he says, "I was misgaber on my midas, on my teva. I can't imagine." And the Rebbe says that Mises is a myth. Can't say that Mises. First of all, the Torah says that Torah is a kitevhu. Moshe Rabbeinu was by teva a good person. There are two of the final Rambam, Shmeinu Prokim. The Rambam has a big discussion. Who is the greater person? The person who is b'tevah tzaddik with all midas, he is natal tev, or the fakir, maybe a person that he has midas royas, but he's misgaber of the midas. The Rambam says, so the Rambam feels always that the good, but bigger person is the one with the good midas. Big discussion, the Rambam in Shmeinu Prokim. Come to Chosam Meish Rabbeinu, it doesn't stand to reason. And the Tzeros Kitevu, besides that, I understand Rabbi Yeshua Leib Ziskin and Brach Lerai from Dana. You think anybody enters, just you want to see Moshe Rabbeinu, you just rang the bell and walked in, let your dog. Yisrael came to Moshe. He doesn't say that he walked right in. What does it say? He came, Vayemar al Moshe, he sent, a message in him, Anicha Sencha Yisrael, I'm here. Moshe Rabbeinu came out there. The whole thing is a myth. Vayetze Moshe likras
chesna. Could you say some? Can't you bring a raya from Pirkei Avos?
Okay, fine.
No.
You'll tell me later.
Okay.
Vayetze Moshe likras chesna.
No, Rebbe, I'm talking about.
Vayetze Moshe likras chesna. Moshe is a voice. So even the Sapunu. The plain shot is that Yisrael, that Moshe fakert. I mean, you'll ask anybody, of course, a teiv. Yisrael was, yeah, he saved them from everything. He gave him his daughter Tzipora and so on. The Sapunu says another kvetch. Listen to what Sapunu says. Vayetze Moshe likras chesna. Oh, very good. So he says it like this. Lechonal Yisrael. My loser. See, remember the Moshe Rabbeinu over there, he was a stranger, he was a fugitive running away. Now he says he's a melech. But he was a melech, the head of Klal Yisrael. You might think, you know, he's going to go out to a complete nobody. Who is Yisrael? Yisrael Akayan, and when Kayan came away, Akum, Jewish. So who is he? As compared, Moshe Rabbeinu said, even though now he's the greatest of all people, he's still the same honor, because, and the same thing he brings on Raya, he said, Umaymar Mordechai Esther Oiso Kasher Hoiso Beyom Lohitze. You might think that Esther, when Mordechai was over there and she was his wife, all right. But now Esther is the Malki of Achashverosh. Nein, Mordechai Mordechai Esther Reisuk Asher Oisubom Yimzeh. The word of Esther was as good now for Mordechai. After all, he's a simple person. He's one citizen. Asher Oisubom Yimzeh. So you see, there was a Sapunas Rangitash Tempusik. That even though many people, I mean, they have close friends, and one of them becomes a great gvir and a big whatever, he doesn't even know that the other fellow exists. Meisha ben Nigvena say, but you ain't say Meisha likras chesna. Does it kvetch, does it pull him, doesn't tell the health of the posse.
I like the Saramashkin.
Vayemar al Meisha, okay. אני חושן חו ישחוי בו אלכו וישחו שני ולאו אימו וייצא מישה לקרס חוי שני. So Rashi of course says, never mind his wife is also important, children, but he wants her to go for a kiss, up gem covered Yisrael. וישתח וישגלה עם סבא. וייחד ישראל הכל הצבע, I think we spoke about the last week. Rashi says, וייחד ישראל, because after all, Yisrael grew up in Mitzrayim. He was the consultant for Paray a while. And now all of a sudden his whole society has disappeared. The whole Mitzrayim, everybody gone. So even though he himself feels that the Geisel Nitzochen, that is a Kiddush Hashem, but nevertheless, it hurt him. I don't know if sometimes you meet some of these German Jews. They talk about Germany, you know, like with longing, they miss Germany. And you can't blame them. I mean, they grew up as a wonderful country and all of a sudden it's gone. So they just, Vayichad Yisrael. Oh, but the Gemara states, Rav Omar, Vayichad Loshuchad, sharp. He took a knife and a Sachmalik, and have him so. ערב בשור הכל בשור אם לא עצמא ולגבור לגר פרקטו מהשור הנרשי מהשור סנהדרן ועושה איזה גבור לגר תגמור זוקת לו בני כתורך היובן במילה מידיון איזה בני כתורך לקינדר ונעברום so וזוק רשי נאו בקיים הגר הם בני כתורך זאת אומרת גמל את זה a long time ago איזה מהשור וחפלה הגמור הזאת בני כתורך היומי לגמור סנהדרן is a מחלקת רשי לרמם. לרמם לא יודע בני כתורך היומי מילה all the Arabs that come from בני כתורך and that they'll cry במילה for all the theirs. רשי לא יודע בני כתורך the children of כתורך from Avraham. Avraham was Malagav and all his children and Malagav and Yishmael and all the Avodim. So of course when the two were born, he also would marry them. That's Rashi, not the Davis. So what's Frekta Marsho, Af Rashi, if the Shita of Rambam, and Rashi has to finish Fakir. That's a great question. That's Frekta Chido. That's a Tzorach here of Marsho. Okay, you'll have what to think about. Yeah. Vayemel Yisrael, all right, Barashem, and Hitzlesham, and so on and so forth. Vahimi Machos, after Sheni. Vahimi Machos, Vayeshev Meshe Lishbetazo. Vosot Rashi Vahimi Machos, when is the Machos? Huh? So actually, this passage doesn't belong here. It belongs after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, remember, Meshe Rabbeinu was busy from Shavuos till Yom Kippur, right? Shavuos to Matan Torah went up first with 40 days in the sky, then Noach came down with the eagle, then he go up again and again, three times. The third time he came down on Yom Kippur. So Ahim in Machos is Machos in Yom Kippur. Look, Rashi here for notes. Not for notes. And if you look in the parsha Vayakel, Vayakel Meisha, Vayakel Meisha, they stayed over. What does Meisha start with the first mitzvah? Mitzvah of Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Mitzvah of Shabbos. Vayakel Meisha is called as Mitzvah of Elam. Eilat Zvorn, Shit Hashem, Shesh is Yom, Tehersu Malacha, Yom Shvias, is Shabbos, Lishvaz Vesh. Now, why did Meshach Rabbeinu start off with Shabbos? I'll tell you what the Tur says here. Tur in Simei Reish Tzadik, in Hilchos Shabbos. Reish Tzadik. Simei Reish Tzadik. Here it is. The Tur says, you're hyped on that at the rest of the day, you know, after you finish eating in the morning, you chavel a harvest with peres, kol hayayim v'haslam meya brochus. All right, fine. V'im rogel, And if he wants to sleep a little bit, fine. The Noach, what do you do after you get up from sleeping? Kevin Medrash. The whole Indian of Shabbos afternoon, tight. You first come to shul and you learn. Kriyisa b'medrash. Omra tzeral z'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shlomo. She'nichnusu Yisrael ha'oretz. People, the Yisrael will come to Eretz Yisrael. Ze'erot l'karma, ze'erot l'sadehu. V'ani matzeral. Everybody be busy taking care of the farm. What's the time it's learning? Omaloa, yes, li, zug shani mizavig lo. I have a partner for them. What's the partner for Yisrael? Shabbos Shemay. Sheheim betele mimlachso. They don't work on Shabbos. Bemele yuchele lasek. So let's sit in the learning. Alken tzorzikov medrish. Leidia lohom. Eschuke alekim esteresov. That the purpose is not just to say a drosha, but to teach the dinim, the chukim, and the terrors, the laws. That is the idea of Shabbos afternoon. I mean, this is every single shul in the world comes Shabbos afternoon. I mean, and incidentally, it seems to me that's what Ezra was misakon, kriyas ha-terah Shabbos afternoon. The Gemara says kriyas ha-terah to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in the Meruba and the Rif. But Kriyas HaTorah for Shabbos afternoon, Ezra HaSefer eingeführt. With that, he changed the whole character of Shabbos. Moshel Yom Tov, after the davening, what happens? You go home, you have a good Seder, and you need Dav Mincha, you get 10 people from Dav Mincha. Shabbos, you can't do that. You have to have a Sefer Torah. You have to have the Kriyas HaTorah. So in the middle, you must come back to the shul. And what you do in shul, you learn. So Ezra HaSefer changed the whole character of the afternoon of Shabbos with this Takone Zolein and Sefer Torah. And it was Mechazik, the Takone of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Shabbos was given for learning. Sounds good, learning. But I want to tell you an interesting Bach here. The Bach brings a Meisel, the Gemara Seder. More than the Santa Mice. Come once to a city, two great Tamil Chomgit, the Bali Talmud, one was Rabbi Abu, the other Rabbi Chiya Barabe. Yes? Rabbi Chiya Barabe, Doras Bishmaitse, Chiya Barabe, he was Talmud of Yechna, but there is Darshan Bishmaitse. Halacha. And Rabbi Abu, of course, was also Talmud. What happened? Chiya Barabe had a small crowd, and Rabbi Abu had a tremendous crowd. Everybody came to him, the goddess, the Mishol, and the Mises. So what happened? So Rabbi Abu was marginalized when Chiya Barabe has a little, he's upset, right? Cholish night. So what he said to him, I'll give you a muscle. In a city, two peddlers came. One was a merchant in Delson Diamonds. So he went to 47th Street, the Diamond Club. There were 20 people, 30 people, and that was it, you know, talking business. The other fellow, he was selling all kinds of knickknacks and mice and everything. So every woman and child in the neighborhood, hundreds of people came. It was a tire muscle. In other words, a loch is something that's like a diamond, and this is mice, the summer of it. And the Philoch of the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Barabe, he was still upset. Rabbi Abu felt, and the Emerson, the Chatayra muscles, a wonderful muscle. Why is Rabbi Chiya Barabe so upset? So the Bach says, with this tour, I understand it. He wasn't upset because he has a bigger crowd. He's jealous. A bigger crowd. He was upset that he's not following the Takone of Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Tuzak. To teach halacha and the dinim, a person all day is busy, a whole week is busy with business. How does he know halacha? Every move that a Jew makes is halacha. You have to know everything in eating, in kashrus, in menorah machaveira, in business. Everything, you must know halachas. You know, Rabbi Saul Salanta, he said, on the Sivas, and the Sivas told his sons, if they're going to business, they should learn to the dinim of Ribas. I mean, when you do business, the first thing you have to know, Ribas. It's very involved, every business. And I know it, ganz chesh mishpot. Though if you're going to be, I'm not a mysis from Misholim, very nice. But if you want to look, the father of Chiba Rabbi Gwem Bregis, see? Don't look the back. Okay, so let's go back. So now we understand why even Machros, it was so important that they should be Hestas, why Yeshua Meshul is better, so all men should learn. Okay, what's the writer? Oh, a cloud for Yisrael said to him, and Eitzer, Vata Sechze, we call him. You should first of all pick up Anshe Chayel, Yirei Elekim, and Emes Yirei Shemaim, Anshe Emes, Sein Eibotza, and there will be so Alofim, so Emeas, so Remishim, so Rasos. And I said, and so what happened? So Meshach Rabbeinu says, Vayishma Meshach, that's a good idea. Vayivcha Meshach Anshe Chayel Mikol Yisroel. What happened to the Seine Betza and Yirei Elekim? Zokta Sepuno, he did not find all the milas in one particular person. You can't find one person in Yirei Elekim, Seine Betza, Anshe Chayel, and so on. So you have to figure out which is the most important of them, and you choose him. You must pick the best. Meshach Rabbeinu decided Anshe Chayel is the best one. Best of Yirei Elekim. Ain't else Yirei Elekim, else Frum, else State of Lang, Yishim and Esri, Rechts of Chatzos, Fast Talesim. He doesn't know what to do. The Anshe Chayel, the man who knows how to do it, the expert, he is effective. Anshe Chayel, best of the religion. So this is the point. And the Raya, listen to the Raya. The Raya, no? What's the Raya? Agmara Shabbos. Talmud Chacham neitem and neitzer kunochosh. Talmud Chacham, that he's very upset, he's very backbit and everything. Chogreo masnecho, don't budge without him. Im amoretz chosid, as an amoretz, he's a chosid. Get to mikveh and in the vetrokta castle and everything. Al tzadu v'shchunosei, don't even live in the same shchunah with them. Because you're bound to learn amoretzes from him. So you see, who is the Ish Chayel of Talmud Chacham? The first thing, if you're not a Talmud Chacham, with the best of intentions, with from Heinz Mogenach, and the Gesfan of Nakimogen, with Rabbi Kiva. Why did Rabbi Kiva decide to become a Lamdan? Because when he was an Amoretz, he was very from, he was a Frumer. And as Midas says, Rochel recognized that this person has good intentions, good Midas. What happened? He walked once in the forest and he found a mess mitzvah. Nebuchadnezzar, he found a dead person. So he picked him up on his shoulder and he carried him 4 miles to the Yiddish Rabbi Salem and he buried him. And he came to Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua and he was convinced he did a big mitzvah. Mess mitzvahs, decha kohunas, decha zirus. It said to him, you know what? I'll call psio, psio, kilo, shafachto, tam not. Every step that you took, you had an avera. So Tesis says, what was the avera? Because Mes Mitzvah Konom Ekeimei, the spot where he found him, that belongs, that is the Mokim Kvura. Every step that you took, instead of going closer to the Mokim Kvura, you're going further away. So Rabbi Kiva said, Madoch, when I thought I was doing a mitzvah, and look what happened. So it's impossible to be a good mensch unless you know the dinim. Unless you know the dinim. And those are. And that influence of Bekiva's life. So don't talk to a posik, And of course, and he made him so often, so he made us. This, I want to tell you a very interesting comment. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Naflamidvov, Tana Gemara, the Gemara says, Meis Meisha Rabbeinu, Vad Rebbe, Le Metzinu Tero Dule Bemokumecha. There was always, it was two of them. So the Gemara says, a whole list, what about Yeshua Ben Nun? So there was Pinchos, what about this one now? Then what about David HaMelech? Huh? David HaMelech?
Yeah.
He was one of the greatest, besides being a natural hero, he was the head of Sanhedrin. So Dr. Gemara, have a ira, have a Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera. So Rashi says, how do you know Shimi ben Gera? She yorad likas David hayavim elefish. When David HaMelech had to run away from Absalom, and Absalom tried to kill him, his son. So it says Shimon ben Gera was the mishpocha of Shaul HaMelech. So he came down to David and he cursed him. He's taking away the malchus. He's getting it, took away the malchus from Shaul. And he had elephants. The Rasha Zog, he doesn't understand Rashi. He doesn't understand. Pshat HaKoshet. The Sorei HaLofim, Ibtad just had 1,000 people. He was appointed. He was the greatest lamdan amongst the 1,000 people. Sorei HaSoris means he's the biggest lamdan of 10 people. Right? You have a 1,000 and 100 people in there, Sorei HaMeir. This, the Rav, is the biggest lamdan. It can be lamdan in the town, he's the biggest. Sorei HaLofim means there wasn't too many in Kalad Yisrael, Sorei HaLofim. Why? Out of 1,000 lamdan, he was the biggest. So don't look at Rashi. Mirapella for a shas for Dr. Pius Rashi in a movement. Okay, Lama Gevaita. Alright, till now we only up to the approach. Today, of course, the main subject in today is Dr. Sales and Dimbus. Right? Sales and Dimbus, that's all the action for now, the breast now. So we're running over. I want to tell you, Sales and Dimbus, Episcoch, right? Sales and Dimbus. Of course, I think I mentioned Rav Sadi going to the Seres HaDibris, there's a Remes and all the Tzayag Mitzvahs, and the Goyen says all of them are Seres HaDibris. You saw the basis is Leisachme. To understand the Bilna Goyen, why he says Leisachme is the Ikea, I want to tell you the Ibn Ezra. It's a famous Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says he doesn't understand Rabim Yisro, many people wonder, what's the Shayach HaMitzvah Leisachmet? You can tell a person don't steal, don't kill anybody, don't tell a person Leisachmet, don't have a longing. You go down the street and you see this fellow has a Lexus, this fellow has a beautiful palace. What's the Shayach HaMitzvah Leisachmet? It's Vilpsach. It's a natural instinct for the person. See something, you say, ah, halvai, I would have it. What's that song like that? It remembers in halacha, it is concussion. Because the Rama Michus Gzela says, leisach means if you do something about it. If you go, if somebody has a beautiful car, beautiful exit, go up to them, would be interested in selling this car, says, I'm not interested, not for sale, not negotiable. If you can pester him so long, and he can't get rid of you a week or two, he says, you know what, do me a favor, if you give me the money for it, it's worth $20,000, you take out cash, you give him, and you go away, Dr. Rambam, you're still Avraham Lissach. Mr. Avraham Lissach, look at the Rambam, because he did a maizah. The Raivet says, if he already agreed to it, then it's Leisachmet. Oh, but the Rambam holds, even if he agreed to it, it's Leisachmet. Leisachmet. See if the Rambam. Tesvis is chelik of the Rambam. Tesvis holds, there's no such thing, money is not sacred. We understand that money is a good tzach, not a bad thing, but it's not sacred, it's chelik. So anything has a monetary value. Tesvis, Tesvis, Metzia, Davov, Leisachmet, Leinshi, Leizmeimat, Leisachmet means without money. Without money. Fact, the Gemara without money, it'll have a signal. So, Gemara in the Chanami is a Taka Eva Bishnaim. It's two averos, leisikta leisachman. But if you pay for something, there is no leisachman. Midraisa. Midrabbanan, the Moses chamsen yozmein, even if you pay money, it's still your chamsen. Gazlan leyozmein, chamsen yozmein, molin akenis. Aber they all say, nothing is sacred, money can. Oh, but the Rambam holds, even if you pay for it and you say, all right, Reitzani, take it, I'm the friend, you have a Lisa. But the Rambam himself says, Lisa Saver, Taiva, in Hebrew is different between Chemda and Taiva. The Rambam says the difference is that Chemda is Dafke if you do a Maisa. Taiva is a filler of Maisa. Belev. The Malbim, the business of the Malbim gets down with the business. No, the Malbim has a whole sefer on Loshon Kodesh. The Malbim, so he beat the Maskilim at their own game. That's why they were so furious at the Malbim. If you know the history of the Malbim, he had the greatest of the defense of Tzoros from the Maskilim because he beat them at their own game. He knew Loshon Kodesh better than them. Oh, the Malbim. Oh, but they took the Rambam from Taiver Chemda. Now the question is the original question of the Ibn Ezra Nachtaka Kutakashi, what's the Shaykh Leisachme Lafamachshove or something that you can't control? Dr. Ibn Ezra, a Gewaldiker Teres. Gewaldiker Teres. The Ibn Ezra says, Lemoshel says, Ish Kafri, a person living in a place in Zululand, in Africa, right? But he has a sense of justice and so on. Would he ever think that the Bas Melech, the royal princess, he comes to London and sees the royal princess, would he ever think that she's going to marry him? Yes, she's in a different world. Tosok Ibn Ezra, a person should think something that somebody else has that I don't have, is as far distance from me as the Bas Melech from this Kafri. That's what Shaykh is mir. In other words, the whole Leisachme is built on Hashgachah Porteous. The belief that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him, it's his. Whatever he gives me, that's mine. That's mine. But if he gives him, it's his. We have no Shaykhs. Kumtois, that's what the Goyen says. That Leisachme is the basis called Tenekula. Because Leisachme is built on the idea of Hashgachah Porteous. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom gives Bashert, if it's his, it's his. Leisachmen Eishes Reyecho. It's his wife. Beautiful wife. But it's his. I have no shaykhs with it. See? Of course, the Goyim don't know this. See, that's why, if you stop to think, why did the Goyim want to accept? So the Gemara says, because the Goyim said, they came to Esav, Maximal Eishimsoch. No. Achabach Osuchia. Maxim by Yishmoel Eishinov. Like Signev, they live on Gnev and Niv. What's the pshat? After all, the Esav, I mean, the Western world, the civilized world, the Tzicha is forbidden. They don't go around killing people ordinarily. Of course we have gangsters. Oh, the Teretz is on those. If you look in the Yenusim and Uziel, Yenusim and Uziel of Leisirsoch and so on, Yenusim and Uziel says, what pshat leisirsoch? Not only don't kill. You see what the Yenusim and Uziel says? Leisirsoch? Huh? So Yenusim and Uziel say, Ami b'nei Yisrael, my people, leisehavon ketelet, don't be murderers, leichavrim leishutfinim ketelet, don't become a chaver and a shutif, with a gangster or murderer. Don't join the mafia. Never mind you don't kill anybody. If you're a member of the mafia, you acknowledge them, remind, you recognize them. You know that Shvichus Domim is forbidden for the whole world. It's an ugly thing. You're not doing it. A Jew shouldn't be found with a murderer. Like Kuban, in order that your children should know the value of human life. The same thing with Leisinov. 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 don't become a naiv. You don't have no place, a prostituting place. You put up a place. What's wrong? You're not doing anything. It's a mias is not. That's what the goyim didn't accept. They're not murderers, but they're a klal. Chas v'sholem. You can't say every goy is chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. Mizman and Talmud, there were takif times they should be careful not to go with a goy. But ordinarily, an ordinary goy, chas v'sholem, you can't say it's chas v'sholem. You mean, of course, you have to be careful yourself by statement, but you can't, because shvichus domim, they don't understand the whole idea of shvichus domim. It's an ugly thing. You don't become a murderer. You don't want to sit in prison for 20 years, whatever. But not the idea. But by us, we have a different concept. The whole, it's a treifen ezrach. Somebody's life is precious. That's why I think, if you remember, the slichus from Saint Gedalia, you know, Horeisa derech tshuva lebasa sheveva, that was written by Rashi himself. You know, the slichus from Saint Gedalia. Horeisa derech tshuva lebasa sheveva. And it brings a muscle, Kayin the tshuva, Achov the tshuva. What's Kayin the tshuva? Kayin murders is a hevel. What's that? The tshuva, you bring him back to life. The Tegel says you had to be educated. The value of human life. There's four in Erechayim that Kayin didn't kill hevel. Know what that? Kayin knew the land, and he knew where there was a spot between the rocks, and he led hevel of hevel family between the rocks. Therefore, the man says to Kayin, "Hey, Hevel Achicha, where you rashi? I don't know." He disappears. He was walking with him, and all of a sudden, he fell between. Look, the Chaim Chumash. The second says, "But Kayin is a murderer because human life doesn't mean anything to him." Fell in rocks on her. Look, that Kayin also tshuva. That he gained the respect for human life. Does the Rinyan, if somebody kills B'shaygeg, he has to go to Il Miklos. Il Miklos, the Levium lived there. The Levium rehabilitated him to know the value of human life. What do you mean, you're shaking? You were careless. Not an anus. Chasom an anus, the putter. But shaking means he's careless. You're driving a car, and you don't look. Chasom, somebody walks out and you kill him. It's an unglück. After all, it was an accident. What an accident? You were careless. You didn't drive right. If you ever suspected the value of human life, you wouldn't do that. See? Does it mean the Ratzeach has to go to Il Miklos to be rehabilitated? Nice. That's what he's doing in Il Miklos. Yeah. To realize the value of life. And that's what the truth is from Kayin. Well, Achov kills Novice. He said he didn't. What do you mean? He had nothing to do with it. He made a billboard, they killed. Oh, but if a human life was valuable by you, you would never have even thought of such a thing. You understand? Those opinions from the tshuva. And that's the concept by us, a difference from us. Goyim also. Oh, and instead, I want to tell you another reason. About, I don't know if I mentioned this last week. Because Zohar Shem HaShabbos Likatshay. Marshal says in Bayan, second Perek, the goyim can sometimes have a tiny. If they had been given a Yom HaShabbos, a day of rest, they might have considered the Torah. But like this, Yom V'Layla Leish Beis, a goyim is not supposed to rest, so they don't want to accept the Torah. They don't want to accept. But depends on the value of Shabbos, because Shabbos in a pshat is a reflection on the whole week. There was a famous Gemara right on Sanhedrin. That Tunis Rufus Arosh Yestra Bakiva, Ma Yemi Yemayim. Why is Shabbos different than the rest of the week? So, of course, a Bakiva, like a good Jew, he answers with a question. Why are you different? You get Tunis Rufus, you're the governor, you have a mansion in Albany, you have a chauffeur in a limousine, and so on. My Gavin, so he said, Mordsovich, so he said, because my boss, the Roman emperor, he appointed me, I'm the governor of Yehuda. So Rabbi Kiva said the same thing, Shabbos, Mordsovich, the Mason said Shabbos. What was the discussion here? The discussion is, Rufus HaRoshe said You understand, we understand a person needs a day of rest. Can't work at Nochalant without stopping. But why do Jews make a parat on the Shabbos? Shabbos is important, and you rest on Shabbos, you go to the mikveh, get ready, and you cook the best foods on Shabbos. Just like the week needs the Shabbos needs the week. So he said to him the same thing, you're a governor. Why? What's so special about you? You need a governor. You need engineers, you need businessmen, you need doctors, dentists, and so on. The sentence is, without a governor, without law and order, everything falls apart. By your student, Shabbos Narika, you don't work. I knew a person, I don't want to, Kumi Shabbos, I think it was a taxi driver, he would come on Friday night and make Kiddush and eat and go to sleep. The rest of Shabbos, he would rest up. It was all chaos to work a whole week. So he can't call him a Mechal Shabbos, but he's not a Shema Shabbos. Shema Shabbos, you're waiting. You're in Ozlev Shomar as a Dovah. Shabbos is the most important day of the week. The whole week, you look forward, like the tool said, you look forward, you have a chance to learn, and you're a human being. Rabbi Yossi Ben Soloveitchik once said, when he was living in Varsha, for a short time, he and the family in Varsha, he said, there were people in Varsha the whole week, they were carriers, you know. They have to, like in China, you know, they have the people, they run around, what do they call those things?
Rickshaw,
right. So people, mamish, were all week around, they're going like this. It came Friday afternoon, they came home, they put on a kapotze in us. A different personality. And I know men. The Shabbos is the center of the week. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Miami and Mayim, you know why? Because without the Shabbos, the whole week is nothing. If you have a Shabbos, then the week has a tachlis, has a tam. He doesn't know. Okay, do we have one? Let me see what else we have here to say. Oh, I want to tell you what, I think that will be Messiah. It states often, the attempt, kei sagel b'nei Yankim, v'sagel b'nei Yisroel. So Rashi, the famous Rashi, kei sagel b'nei Yankim, v'elo n'noshim, sagel b'nei Yisroel, elo ha'noshim. There's a medrash, the medrash Rabba says, I'm telling you exactly the quote of the Indians, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, when I gave the mitzvah, the Sheish mitzvahs, I gave it to the Marishim, but I didn't tell Chava, right? Unfortunately, she went and she ruined the whole business. See, it's the Nocha, because, but now I'm going to tell the Noshim and the men. So, I mean, the truth was a Shaykh, it's a Shaykh, but Rabbi Yisrael Chas V'Sholem, he learned from his mistake. The Shaykh, just as I say, when Adam HaRishon was given the Sheish Mitzvahs, he didn't have to tell every single human being in the world that would be born. He gives Adam HaRishon, he's the prototype of a human being, right? And every human being is mechuyev to do the Sheish Mitzvahs, the Sheva Mitzvahs Leleach, that was it. Chava is a human being? Oh, she's a woman, but she's mama, the Zelma Mitzvahs, mama Zelma Mitzvahs that a man has, a woman has. But Goy is the same mitzvah, the child, right? Now when it came to the mitzvah of Tayag mitzvahs by Claudius Royal, is the child, a man himself can't do all the mitzvahs. Most of the mitzvahs can do them, not all. Can get married and so on and so forth. A woman also can do. It's a team, it's a unit. The man and the woman are a unit together. So it's a new concept. It's a new idea. It's told by the Marishan. There was enough to tell the Marishan. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But over here, in the Chatzchile, the mitzvahs on Ozom and both of them, and Ishvi Isho, they are a unit. Without the wife, a person can't do it. Can't go on so. The Chazal Zomlo, Kol Ozom Shelo Isho in Ozom, Chatz in Ozom. He's not a complete person. He cannot do all the mitzvahs without a woman. Right? So those pshats, that's what they say. Do we have any questions, Rabbi Yisrael?
Yeah. Oh, no. What you said, Rabbi Lorzman Erkin, is Rabbi
Yisrael
Mishnah, that he said like this. He said, "Who you call Chachma Yisrael the Chachma Shnayim, Bel Yezer Ben Horkin and Chach Shnia."
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.